Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, Bakken Education, we talk with Retha Mattern of Bismarck State College. And this Bakken Education segment is brought to you by Montana Rig Mat, Montana's original mat company. Montana Rig Mat, better mats, better prices. And now, back to our segment, Bakken Education, an interview with Retha Mattern of Bismarck State College.
These are the lessons that Mina Miller taught to me.
Retha Mattern, Bismarck State College.
Bismarck State College, first of all, just kind of a nice little commercial for you.
Absolutely. We are a two-year college, community college, focused on technical education. And one of our strong points as a college is energy education, which is approximately a fourth to a third of the entire college population. The energy program started in 1970 with our line worker program and has built since then, building to meet the needs of the industry. So we're not creating the programs because we think it's something that somebody wants somewhere. We're actually creating these programs when industry comes to us and says, we need to find qualified workers. We can't find them. What can you do to help us train them? And so we'll look at their needs. We don't do it, you know, for one specific company, but if as an industry as a whole, it's something that there really is a need for it, we create an advisory board. We look at what needs to be taught, what needs to be in a curriculum, create the program, and have a great time, you know, providing the workforce that the energy industry really needs, especially right now.
How many different majors do you have that would accommodate, say, oil field jobs?
Well, we have 12 energy programs. And when you look at oil field jobs, you know, you immediately think, well, our petroleum production technology course, that's a huge one. But we also have several supporting things. We have a mechanical maintenance program. We have an instrumentation and control. There's a lot of automation going on. So that teaches people who are, you know, interested in that sort of a thing. We have a water and wastewater technology program, which is actually a one-year certificate program, but there's a lot of water that's being used in the oil field, and there's a lot of knowledge or need for knowledge on what to do with it. So we have that program. We have a bachelor's degree, which is really unique to offer as a community college, but we were given the ability to offer this one Bachelor of Applied Science in Energy Management. So somebody who would take one of our two-year programs could then roll over and start taking another 2 years and get a bachelor's from Bismarck State College.
Are you seeing that the energy play here in North Dakota is bringing in more students?
It is. What we like to look at our numbers, we say we're holding steady, which if you look at a technical community college in a time of robust economic growth, usually enrollment tanks. And we are not seeing that trend, which is absolutely fantastic, and I really think is a great testament to the quality of the education that we provide, how closely we work with the employers and how much they value the education that we provide, and how much the students and prospective students know what a degree can really mean to their future. It gives them, we like to say, a career, not just a job.
Do you track where these students are coming from? Are they from in-state? Are they Louisiana? Are they Texas? College usually means you're going to develop some roots. And if people are developing roots here in Bismarck, are they from out of town, I guess?
We do have a lot of out of town because a lot of our programs are offered online. And so that's a unique delivery method that allows somebody who, whether they're in Bismarck or maybe they're just in Williston and they want to work in Williston and stay in Williston, they can take our programs online, stay in their community. But we do have students all over the country. You know, at points in time, we've had students from all 50 states, Canada, and other countries who take our courses online. We do a lot of work with companies who want workers in Western North Dakota specifically. We'll help them look at what their needs are in their community and what can we do to reach prospective employees for you and students for us. And so we'll kind of partner together to recruit that workforce and help train them so that they do stay local, because that is a big need that we see energy companies needing. They're tired of the turnover. They're tired of the fly in, fly out. They really want somebody who is attached to the community, and having that Bismarck State College connection where they go through our programs, get the education and training, become devoted to the company. It's just a great situation for everybody.
The online you mentioned, are you seeing that as a more viable option for people? Let me rephrase that. Has the world of online education overcome that stigma yet?
I believe so. I believe there's a certain student who just won't do well online. There are students who need to be in the classroom and need to have that face-to-face connection with a teacher and that, you know, that sort of responsibility to show up in class. There's another segment that needs the online, where somebody maybe is working full-time, has a family to support, realizes they don't have a college degree, they're not getting any farther in their career, and they want a good quality online program. We've been offering online education for more than a decade. And that, in the world of online education, that's a really long time. And so that gives us a lot of credibility. Bismarck State College is a big name. They know they know that it's a quality education provider, so they know they're going to get a good degree from us.
Little sidebar story. The first time I knew about your online program was from a University of Phoenix rep who I asked, who's your biggest competition? They said Bismarck State College. I said, I didn't know they had an online. They said, oh, they got everybody in North Dakota. So you were a big, you've got quite a market share here in North Dakota, according to the competition, just so you know. Talk to me a little bit about the age of the people that are going to school at Bismarck State College. Is it the 18, 19-year-olds that just are not ready for the four-year program? Or are some of these old veterans coming back to maybe get one of these energy programs? To me, I could see where you could really offer a diversity of age there.
We do, and that's another breakdown where you see our online versus on-campus. A lot of our on-campus students are your traditional students who are straight out of high school. They're maybe the tech, the hands-on kind of student who doesn't want to go to a four-year university and sit in a classroom all day and be lectured at. They want to have that hands-on experience. They want to work outside. They don't want to work at a desk. So we attract a lot of that type of student, and we see that a lot reflected on campus. As I talked about earlier, our online students, a lot of them are the students who are realizing that, you know, I didn't get a college degree, or I need a different college degree. I talked to somebody today who has a master's. He has an MBA, and he's working in an oil-related industry, and he's going, you know what, I have no engineering background. I have no production background. I need that. And so he's, you know, going to sign up this fall. He took one of our programs and said, absolutely, I heard about you. This is what I want to do. I'm enrolling this fall to get one of your programs. So you see people who really cover the whole spectrum.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Maryland, but I've been in North Dakota and Bismarck for almost 8 years now and absolutely love it. Love making it my home and really being involved here.
So 8 years ago, there was no oil activity. There might have been some test wells that nobody really knew about. Did you lose a bet?
No, that's funny. A lot of people, when I first moved here, they're going, North Dakota, is that where Mount Rushmore is? And yeah, no, I had never, ever thought about moving to North Dakota. But no, I had a really great opportunity in another career that just didn't come around very often. And I said, you know what, that'll be a fun 2 years of my life. And 8 years later, I'm still here. That shows that I just really like it.
Loves North Dakota. All right. So what do you make of the evolution here in the Bakken? You've lived in Bismarck, I imagine, for the last 8 years. Bismarck is on the edge of it, although a lot of people are moving here and commuting because of the services that are already established in Bismarck. I've said that when this is all said and done, Bismarck will be the biggest winner out of all the cities in North Dakota, with Dickinson and maybe Fargo tied as second. What do you make of that statement?
You know, I really do see Bismarck as a growing community, and having set down roots here, and you know, I own a house in a growing area, I see the development going on out my back door. It's really an amazing feeling to be a part of seeing a city grow and expand. I heard a lot of stories when I first moved here about the declining, you know, the out-migration of workers, the lower population, and it's really been great to see that turnaround. I came here really not knowing much about North Dakota. I grew to love it, and I'm just so happy to see how much it is growing and how much prosperity there is. Of course, it comes with its challenges. We all know that. I think a lot of our leaders are doing some great things to address those challenges, and I do think at the end, there you will definitely see a winner come out. You'll see that this was all for the better, hopefully, as long as it's managed properly and done properly, which I think they're definitely on the right track to be doing.
Final word is yours here in the interview. What do you want people to remember about Bismarck State College when it comes to, well, just what do you want the readers and listeners to remember about Bismarck State College?
I want them to turn to us as a resource for energy education. If you look at the broad variety of programs that we offer, the different delivery methods that we offer, just look at us as a great resource for either training your current workforce, if you have those employees who want to be, you know, advance their careers and further their education, or for people who are looking to get into the industry, knowing that they can have that solid degree. I want people to know about us and turn to us and say, hey, Bismarck State College, that's a great place to have a degree from.
All right, one more question. I lied, final question. And you may or may not be able to answer this. I've been hearing from more and more companies that the, whether it be an oil company or a midstream company, are paying for a lot of these education for their employees. Are you seeing programs set up with the oil and gas companies, or are you seeing electricians go to, you know, maybe get a trade skill or something along those lines with the company picking up the tab?
We are seeing more and more of that. I think companies are beginning to realize that they need to invest in their employees to keep them from going somewhere else that will. And so we do see a lot of companies that we work with offering, whether it's an upfront tuition assistance or a tuition reimbursement. That's a common one that some companies do. They say, okay, you go and you work for us for 2 years, and over that period of time, we'll pay back a percentage of it. They're really beginning to invest in their employees, and I think that's another great thing.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
And that was Retha Mattern of Bismarck State College. To listen to the full-length interview or other Bakken education features, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. And that interview is brought to you by Montana RigMat, Montana's original rig mat company. Montana RigMat. Better mats, better prices. Visit their website today at www.mtrigmat.com.
Treat everybody right, way you'd want to be.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.